Coming off a weekend where obviously a lot of things were going on. We like to sometimes check out some of the world of sports. It's always fun to do. Our Tigers had a pretty good weekend, taking 2 out of 3 from Arizona. Great Lakes Loons coming home, of course, still relishing the fact that the Loons clinched the first half of the season in the Midwest League's East Division, and we'll have a playoff berth already, but another successful series, a 5-1 series, third straight time. The Loons have had a 5-1 week. We're looking forward to talking to Tyler Kring of the Great Lakes Loons tomorrow. On Tuesday mornings after the 7:30 news, we get a Great Lakes Loons update. Pistons still reveling in a very successful draft and still getting, by all accolades, high marks, grades A. If they could be better, probably get a better grade for what the Pistons did with the draft itself and some of the trades that were going on. So that's fun to still keep an eye on. And looking forward to following the Pistons, hopefully for better futures. Yeah, there was some golf going on. There was some nasty. That NASCAR race was crazy. I didn't catch any of it, but I know that it took nearly 7 hours because of rain delays.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. You can't be running at those speeds on a wet track.
Yeah, I think they also had some lightning problems, too. So that they had to. And Wimbledon begins today, the latest of the tennis Grand Slam tournaments. So that's going on. And we can officially put to bed another sports season, as the Stanley Cup was officially hoisted last night by the Colorado Avalanche. Perhaps not the same hatred for the Avalanche that Red Wings fans possessed from, a couple of decades ago, but still, when the Avalanche win the Stanley Cup, can we really be happy about that? Can we really be happy?
I think not.
They won the cup, by the way, in Game 6. It was a final score of 4 games to 2, a 2-1 score in the Game 6. It's the third cup in Colorado's franchise history, the first since 2001. But it does tie into something that was going on that got a lot of attention, especially for Red Wings fans, and it involved Colorado. That perhaps was the big event for Wings fans over the weekend, and as well as hockey fans. If anyone was catching the ESPN debut of its unrivaled series, a documentary that debuted yesterday featuring the Detroit Red Wings-Colorado Avalanche rivalry of the 1990s.
Bringing that up, eh?
Oh, yeah. And I haven't seen it. First of all, I don't get ESPN, but there'll be other ways to be able to catch it. But from everything that I'm hearing, some of the highlights that I'm seeing, it was very well done. And hockey fans are just going berserk. They're like, wow, this is the NHL that we love and remember. We don't get that at all today. Well, yeah, because a lot of it was hits that don't exist anymore, fights that just don't happen anymore, and two franchises that really, hate used several times from both sides about how they felt about other players in the organization. Well, you remember that was the years that the Avalanche and the Red Wings, in a span of 7 years, the Red Wings won 3 Stanley Cups and the Avalanche won 2. So the two franchises were very successful. And, of course, there was that bad blood all relating to the hit by Claude and Lemieux on Chris Draper and Darren McCarty's retaliation.
Okay.
The big fight night at the Palace. But apparently all that's covered. And as I said, it's just fun to read some of the comments that people are posting about how they missed those glorious days of yesteryear.
So it goes back to the Hitman era, more or less.
Oh, man.
Was Probert involved then?
Not at that time. This was more of the Darren McCarty. He would have been the big instigator as far as that. The McCarty-Lemieux feud was part of the overall aspect of everything that was going on. But it debuted yesterday, and if you missed it, it is going to be on again tonight. ESPN is going to air it 8 o'clock on ESPN2, 9 o'clock on Thursday on ESPN, and then again coming on Sunday at 4 o'clock on ESPN2. So there's opportunities to see it.
I was going to say, they're getting their mileage out of that.
Yeah, well, it's amazing, and a bunch of the people that were involved, a lot of the stars, including Steve Yzerman, Darren McCarty, Chris Draper, Scotty Bowman, Brendan Shanahan, Mike Vernon, all part of the interviews from the Red Wings side, Patrick Waugh, Joe Sakic, Mike Ritchie, Peter Forsberg, Adam Foote, Claude Lemieux, all part of the the Colorado side, and more. Even the trainers were were interviewed because they had so much to do when it came to putting pieces of the people back together with some of the bandaging and some of the stitches that were necessary from all the fighting that was going on. Oh yeah, it was brutal. In fact, if you go to YouTube and try and search up some of the highlights, there's a couple of YouTube clips that actually, before you click on them, a warning pops up. Due to the content.
Violent nature.
You should be 18 years of age or old. Yeah.
Sounds like they're dropping the gloves a lot.
Well, they were. It was, if anyone remembers the Colorado Red Wings, and this going, we're talking 25 years now. It was truly amazing hockey at that time, and it was memorable. And probably at that time, like any time, you don't remember as it was going on at the moment. Mm-hmm. Just exactly what was taking place. You remember the Stanley Cup victories. Yeah, you remember the McCarty-Lemieux, but all the other aspects of the ins and outs and some of the other things and leading up to why certain things happened and the other fights that were going on and some of the other distinctions in the rivalry. Now history is captured thanks to ESPN Unrivaled. It's just kind of funny. And on the night, I mean, this was shown in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Later in the night, the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, and they did it in six games. They didn't have to go to game seven.
They didn't have to go to game seven. So just kind of interesting the way that worked out. But like I said, as we talk about things that happen in sports over the weekend currently, how something that happened so many years ago is just getting so much attention for Red Wings fans, for Avalanche fans, and for hockey fans in general. Mm-hmm. If you remember hockey the way it used to be played in a lot of different ways, some say it's much better now since they've taken the aspects of the way that hockey was played out of the game. Others say sometimes you need to return to those old days when the players could take care of themselves when it came. They didn't have to rely on the referees in order to make the calls, in order to get even, shall we say, or to seek out a way to retaliate. It's kind of funny here seeing some of the referees, too, about some of the penalties that were called or perhaps weren't called.